from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Local government elections in Trinidad and Tobago seen as a major test for the government ahead of the national poll next year. Saba's island government leader concerned about the latest volcanic study. And four Caribbean countries featuring the top 50 of the Global Human Development Report. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In what many observers say will be the barometer for general elections next year, the people of Trinidad and Tobago have been voting in local government elections. 124 government seats are up for grabs in the 14 boroughs. With polling stations set to close in about 45 minutes, the first results won't be known until later tonight. For the latest, we can now go live to Port of Spain and our correspondent Tony Fraser. Tony, how has the voting been going?
Well, from all indications, the voting has been quite slow. It's a trickle in some parts of the country. There was quite a downpour in some parts of the country. So that may have literally put a damper on things. But our first indications, and also the indications from the Elections and Boundaries Commission, are that the voter turnout so far has been pretty low.
What's at stake in the local government elections?
Well, we have 14 corporations at stake, 14 local bodies to rule